No doubt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. President Beta. Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid here, Nilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
From the Dayton family.
Baby, this is for all the little.
What up, y'all?
This is Keyshawn.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy, C-Mur, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call a number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
What up? This is Motherfucking Murder Master Music Show, episode 20. Hard to believe we're at 20 already. But, you know, we're moving, man. We're keeping this shit moving. Fuck what anybody think. Oh, yeah, I got a little beef, man. I got some spies. You know, we're looking for this 187 bitch. The bloody bitch, you know what I'm saying? And there's these motherfuckers over there at Gutter. They got the Gutter bitch all cut in blood. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is that shit about? But, you know, we know we got the spies. That's what it is. Fuck them. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. We still got to, going to have that live debate with the 187 bitch, see who gets the title. But I'm going to call our first guest, Koopster, man. We're going to try to get him on the line right now. We'll see what's up. Matter of fact, that's... I think he's going to be on real soon. So, yeah, man, we got Koops up in here. You know what I'm saying? This should be him right here.
Yo, what's up?
Coop, you live, my brother. How you doing?
I'm live. I'm doing good, man. I'm in the forest and she's chasing this bobcat. I can't catch this motherfucker. Yeah. I'm just kidding, man. I'm outside like a bob. What's up with you, man?
Man, well, first of all, it's an honor to have you on the Murder Master Music Show. You know what it is with Murder Dog.
Yeah.
We've been fucking with you for years, definitely. Man, you got this new project coming out. What can you tell me about it that's going to make me want to go out and just get it? I heard two tracks already, so I know I'm going to want to get it, but what can you tell the listeners?
Yeah, hold on, let me hit that blunt real quick.
Hit that motherfucker.
Yeah, shit.
Shit, I'm going to bring six. I'm going to bring my homie Six on. He's probably smoking right now.
Shit, I'm gonna tell you, I did the documentary.
Yo, what up?
It's New World Order, and I'm finishing up Decepticons this Wednesday. Basically,
Decepticons.
I'm just showing my skills on it. You know, I'm very animated. Just giving people something to relax to. You know, different songs on it, not just all songs about killing you and selling drugs and stuff like that. You know. Like a reality TV show. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And I invented a new rapper. It's me, but this only time I'm tell the public. His name is I-Rock. You get what I'm saying? But it's me, but he don't sound like me. So he on there. And this only time I say it, because every time y'all see his album cover, you're going to have his back turned. You
Damn.
Never know who he is. You know what I'm saying? But he cool, though. He laid back. He suave. He grown, and he matured. So
he's a different version of Coop. He's not Coop, but he's affiliated with Coop. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, he's one of them crazy guys. You know what I'm saying?
He's kin to Coop.
You know, like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then I got this Alien versus Humans I'm working on. You know, I'm basically informing people about what's really going on and, you know, I like to challenge myself, you know. So that's why I named it Alien versus Human, because I want to see how cold can I get at it. You know, if I don't challenge myself, I can't be good.
Yeah.
So.
That's real shit. Now tell me about this documentary, New World Order. Is it about conspiracies and shit? Because that's what we're all about, man.
Yeah, it's about a lot of conspiracies. But you know, I was hitting those points in it, but I can only do so much knowing what's really going on in the world. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you got you know, a lot of people, you know, they hear about it, but they don't believe in it because they can't see it. You get what I'm saying? But you can actually feel what the elite people are doing now, because there's a mental war going on. You get what I'm saying?
Of course.
Like,
of course.
So I hit on the button, and those who lost and all that, they'll get what I'm saying. Plus, I got to ask some questions. I didn't know if they were going to ask me all about the little 666 stuff and this and all this stuff, you know. So y'all got to check that out. Okay, I'm going to have a couple of videos on there. You know, and you know, a lot of good information that you should know about.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know, we've interviewed people before, and we got a podcast too. It's called the Fuck the Illuminati Underground Podcast, and we had people like Anthony Hilder. He's the guy that went at these motherfuckers in the '60s. What do you think right now is the biggest threat, man? Do you think these motherfuckers are using hip hop against our youth right now?
I really don't, you know, I don't have a problem with Illuminati. You know, pay me, I'll do the dirty work. You get what I'm saying? I don't have a problem, you know, because I don't think what's about to happen, it hasn't happened to us yet. And we won't be living to see that part that people been hearing about all their life. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So basically people like us will be the targets if we talk too much or give out too much information. Basically, because we won probably billions of people on this planet, and we ain't nothing. You get what I'm saying? So who cares about us? So when you're dealing with folk like that, you have to be on point and know your shit, because it's way bigger. These people who've been around for thousands of years almost, and families who wrote some stuff down to make it only come true. You get what I'm saying? So you can believe in that religion. You get what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they're putting that, they're set in stone.
Yeah, they said it, and they make these events happen. So you be like, ooh, they said that in the Revelations. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, it's some Nostradamus
so
shit, yeah.
Exactly, you know what I'm saying? They did all this, but I fuck with the Illuminati. I ain't got no problem with them. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But when it gets to affecting me, then I'm a change. You get what I'm saying?
Well, it's affecting me right now, and I'm going to tell you how it is, man. My dad's got stage 4 advanced prostate cancer. You know what I'm saying? My daughter, she's on several medications for allergies. We're getting affected, Coop. You know what I'm saying? Because they're using chemicals against us and shit like that. How do we stay on top of educating ourselves about what they're doing to us, you know what I'm saying, to make us sick? Because they are.
Turn the TVs off. You got to get them off the phones. Get them off the internet. Get off the phone, off the internet. I'm talking about right now, see? And you got to educate. You know, basically, you can see tell a child to go outside. That's how you educate them, because that's real life outside. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what you do, you know, you can't just out and burst and just rush information on people. You get what I'm saying? You got to test them out, because some people so lost, they don't want to hear nothing. But you start when they're young. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I was talking to my kids the other day. I said, look, I understand what y'all finna go through. Just like when you're in a history class, you know, you sitting there with Caucasian kids, white kids, and you black, and everything be cool. You get what I'm saying? Up until the part, you hear about Alexander, the supposed to be great. You hear about all these folks, ugly-ass Mona Lisa, and all these ugly motherfuckers. And then with the white kids, they love this type of shit, right? Because it's about their people. And then all of a sudden you get to the slavery part and you see your folks in shackles. So they make you feel down. You get what I'm saying? That's when
like
it first started, that mental thing. I think it started like in third grade. You get what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well,
you gotta hit them young, man. You got to tell them, you know.
Yeah.
But you got to be careful when you're talking to them. Don't spread hate, because it's not about that. Because that's one thing they're using against a lot of people now. You get what I'm saying? they doing stuff and showing stuff, put stuff on TV and this, and, you know, you keep animosity up. And you know what I'm saying? Cause diversity and division of people, separation of people, that's how you control them. So, you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
that. So they got a lot going on, and you talk to your kids, you let them have an open mind. You don't rush nothing on them. You make sure you keep them from being prejudiced and racist, because that's like a weapon right there. You hear me?
Prejudice. Well,
no,
yeah,
no.
yeah, but they use that tool to the, they want division.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The Illuminati. And when I speak about the Illuminati,
yeah.
I'm speaking about the big corporate entities. They want division. They want to create problems between people.
Yeah.
They want gang members to kill each other. They want Chicago to have the highest murder rate. They want Flint to have the highest murder rate, Memphis. And it's causing us, what's it causing, like 20, 30,000 people a year to getting killed.
Think about it. That's money. I mean, if it was no crime, it won't be. It'd be a lot of millions of jobs lost.
Millions,
you know
yeah.
I mean, it, but then at the same time, it's gonna happen. You get what I'm saying? You can't stop what's going on. It's gonna happen. You yourself can't stop it. You can speak about it, but you can't stop it.
No.
It's just that big. So what you do? Not to, because, you know, all knowledge ain't good knowledge. You know, you can read something, you get to hate, and the next minute you cool. You read or look at a movie, you get to hate this other race, then next minute you cool, you drinking with this other race. So, you know, you just got to be careful. You got to live your life, go through with it, don't let it bother you. Teach your kids right, you hear me? Because it's way bigger than us. This stuff is so big. I don't know if God is in there, I don't know who he is, but if it's supposed to be true, it done reached up to him. You get what I'm saying? And he going to have to judge these folks. You get what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's how big
yeah.
it is, because it's everything we do now. You know?
Yeah, it is. Like I was saying about the being in the food and, you know,
yeah,
you got to, it's everywhere.
Shit. You know, if you ever read a toothpaste box, it say don't swallow. I'm like, God damn. Don't let kids swallow. I've been poisoning out my motherfucking life then. Did you know you
yeah.
don't swallow toothpaste, my nigga? You swallow
yeah.
shit sometimes. Damn. Fucked up, ain't it? Drinking
well,
cold Pepsi or some shit.
Well, they put it right in the fucking water, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I be seeing them little people in my glad water in the morning.
Yeah. Well,
hey, man, y'all got to excuse me on the radio. I know we live, but I'm conscious as hell.
Hey.
Improper, I get it. Improper is a word.
It's all good, man. You know, do whatever you want, my brother. But let's get back into the album, man. When's it slated to drop?
I'm finishing next week. I'm going through the documentary, going to come out like beginning of next month, and at the end, the mixtape, and after that, 2 months after that, Alien vs. Human. So y'all finna start hearing a lot about me, you know, because I'm going to put stuff out. I just got out 14 years of paper. Now I can travel out of town. I go to Germany in the next month and do something for them Satan worshipers over there and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Are you going to fuck with them fools over in Bavaria, huh?
Yeah, they say Berlin like I'm supposed to be scared, nigga. I'm going to the motherfucker. I'm going to Hitler's headquarters and take a picture, and I'm gonna put it on Facebook. Yeah.
Hitler's headquarters and take a picture. Yeah, that's.
Hey, but I'm just saying, who to say Hitler was wrong though?
Well,
Okay.
What about Rwanda though, man? I mean, this just happened recently. Last 20 years, over a million people were slaughtered. For what?
Yeah. I know, but I can't do shit about that, though. Hey, look, when I laugh, I don't be laughing. Check this out. But look, you know, it's so much stuff out of our control. You hear me?
Yeah.
It's so much stuff out of our control. You get what I'm saying? It's a lot of sick stuff going on. You got the right job to spread the information. But y'all also got to be like, what if you're wrong? What if the direction you're going, you know what I'm saying, is wrong? You get what I'm saying?
You gotta,
so
you
really
gotta
sit back and do a lot of thinking, because you can get so deep into it that you'll be fucked up. Man, I hate this train. Lord have mercy. Yeah.
Hey, Coop, let's take a caller.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Justin?
What up, Woody, man? What's going on? What's going on?
Man, sure, butter birds and Murphy turn the seat on, sir.
Yeah. Man, I'm just out here in the loop. I'm riding on the highway now, man, trying to get closer to the city. What's going on with the press, UGS, the light?
God
yeah.
damn, y'all got to excuse me, man. This train, I did not know I was saying about this loud train.
Hold on, we can hear you.
Let's go to a bar park.
Can you hear us?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
What the fuck? That's Illuminati did this shit, nigga.
It, there you go. There you go.
Hey,
look.
Hey, I'll tell you what we'll do.
My interview. Yeah, man, look. See?
Hey, we'll play one of your songs. Hang on the line, Coop. We're
this motherfucker
play
playing
right
this
now.
Shit.
Hang on the line.
You do need to be shot, man. You're...
40% of Americans say they've seen UFOs. The three astronauts of Apollo 11 all said that they believe there's life beyond Earth. Do you agree? You know, I don't know. And I don't know.
Before you put the world, the world, the world. Before you put the world in me, it's in my heart. You can come with me.
I heard hell on Mars, I grabbed that head topper. I done been through this before, I made head lotter. I know a whole lot of niggas out there want me dead. So there's a whole lot of bitches out there running dead. They dead on me, they dead on me, they dead on me. These bitches dead on me, they dead on me, they dead on me.
I was in a situation, baby, not too long ago. Keep my shots up, there's some hot, you cripple, 50 fucking hoes. Rapping is so hard to stop, never move my stomping block. Busters paid them back on top, I rock the boat inside the car. Boy, you gon' be facing jail, victim of this discipline. When I flash, you better step, I leave most of them Taco Bell. Yeah, you gon' die, hope I'm fucking with this devil seed. I'm hanging out that motherfucking window by the shooting pin. Murder, murder, shit the game. I'm a model, bring the pain. Rodden rappers, so am I. When they see them blood stains, blood stains, blood stains. Yeah, think it make you wanna pass. Open me the phone.
I heard hit 'em up. I grabbed that head topper. I done been through this before. I made head louder. I know a whole lot of niggas out there want me dead. So there's a whole lot of bitches out there running dead. They dead on me. They dead on me. They dead on me. These bitches dead on me. They dead on me. They dead on me. They dead on me. These bitches dead on me.
Brown holding on me, baby. Rapping is my ultimatum. When see money, I go crazy. Make me have to demonstrate it. Go ahead and call the top of Coop. Set down your whole block. How my goons is head of Taco. Yo, this over super wild. Beat your shit and talk your sad. Beat your ass out of the city block. Made them say so loud. When I'm talking, close them out. Talk they mean us, giving them mean them. Misdemeanor, told us so. Everything is aggravating, man. Think nothing is so. Niggas are finna be dropping up green. I be jumping the coupe. Ain't coming clean. It makes me not to speak them brain. Victim of my fucking thing. Fucking need your bone of hair. Whooping need your bone of hair. Nigga need your bone of hair. Whooping need your bone of hair.
I heard hit 'em up, I grabbed that head topper. I done been through this before, I made head louder. I know a whole lot of niggas out there want me dead. So there's a whole lot of bitches out there running dead. They dead on me, they dead on me. They dead on me, these bitches dead on me. They dead on me, they dead on me. They dead on me, these bitches dead on me.
Yeah, we're back on Murder Master Music Show. That was Hit 'Em Up with Koopsta. Man, hey, that was a fucking banger right there, man. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Basically, I wrote that song. I actually wrote it when I was going through that, when I got framed for the little robbery charge. You hear me?
Yeah.
So I was just letting them off, you know, the guy who did all that bullshit know I'm out, man. You hear me? In your face, you know what I'm saying?
You talk about that dude in the wheelchair, yeah,
you know? Yeah, you know, basically, you know, they was one of my female friends' house, and, you know, he's in a wheelchair. I told him he couldn't come on the road with me because he would slow me down my first 2 weeks. So he looked like he about to cry, so I said, look at man, I'm going to hook you up with one of my finest women. He said, okay, to show you that, bitches, and ain't nothing going to come between us. So I leave and go pick up another female, bring over how she get mad and try to do karate on me and shit. Real talk, though. And so I pushed her down and shit, and the nigga and his partner them pulled guns on me. I guess he really didn't like me anyway. I said, okay, y'all going to play with me and let me walk out this door. And that's what they did. So I came through the door the next morning like Rambo. It wasn't no money involved, you know, all that shit. He just made this shit up to get on. You know, I don't need that little ass money. So, but they found out he was lying, and I got 6 years for the pistol.
Uh-huh.
Probation. Yeah, like that. Yeah,
that's definitely a banger, man. Let's bring back on our caller, Justin. I think he might have had a question. You there, Justin?
Yeah. What's up with it, man? What's up with it?
Man, not much, man.
Hey, cool. I just want to know, man, like, you know, I know everybody asks y'all if the Mafia going to get back together, but is y'all ever going to do, like, some profit stuff, though, like, with all the cash from profit, y'all doing shit with Juicy and all that, like, how can y'all y'all do all that type of shit again, man?
Yeah, I know everybody want to, but, you know, we got a bunch of Memphis niggas. Woo!
Yeah, man.
I take everybody to church and talk about that here. Yep, so you know how they go. I'm willing to do it. I would love to do it again. Hey, it's just writing a song, you know what I'm saying? That's what I love to do. I ain't got a problem.
You know,
I love to, but I don't think put
that real gangster shit back on the airwaves, because a lot of this bullshit they got on the radio, shit need to get squashed out, and it's going to take a lot of the older guys that's in the game that's still real with that shit to come out here and smash out on cats with this music, man.
Yeah, you know, we finna go into a sensitive area. You hear me? Well, they gonna start having sensitivity classes.
Right.
So shit changes, and we just gotta accept it. But we gotta give it to the young guys. You know, we gotta motivate them to keep going because it's not their fault. We was once like them before. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
At the same time, give props and blessings to everybody who make it out of hardship. You get what I'm saying? We was once young, they doing their thing. They don't know what they probably doing, though.
Right.
But they just living in their error. You know what I'm saying? So, as you notice, all niggas, a lot of niggas in jail, a lot of people don't. Now you got folks out here wearing skinny legs and shit. So, they think it's gangster to look like a motherfucking nerd. So, hey, shit changes here.
Right.
Yeah. I need with skinny legs, man.
I run
over they motherfuckers.
Yeah, what's wrong with them with that shit?
Where that shit come from?
I know everybody want to have their own styles or whatever, but shit, like the homie said one time, they wearing shit that 12-year-old white girls from the suburbs be wearing, man.
Yeah, the shit
that they portray and the shit that they be doing, man, it's like this cat still out here really ain't going for that type of shit, man. I'm just glad my son
we gonna die.
Shit,
and
know?
I mean, think about it. If they doing this shit, what are they kids gonna do? I'm just saying, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Because you know, hey, believe it or not, but these women like this shit. You get what I'm saying? Is it like Jerry curls and shit like that? Women like that shit. Here.
Most of them dykes. That's why they look at these men and women nowadays. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But real shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Justin, thanks for calling in, my brother.
Hey, no doubt,
man. Documentary and then Decepticon mixtape, man. You heard?
Oh, yeah, man. I'll be looking for that shit, man, especially if y'all got y'all come up here to St. Louis and do shows like that. Niggas will show up, man, for real.
This what's up, man. My baby mom and them just left Six Flags and shit. You heard?
Yeah.
I can go. I'm working on 3 projects. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when y'all come up, they just made it back
about 3 hours ago.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
What Nelly still up there, man?
Shit, he might. I don't know, man. The motherfuckers gonna be doing shit.
Yeah, that's my guy, man. I was fucking with him when he first started at this club called 616 downtown and shit. I just showed him some love and shit. You hear me?
Yeah.
Before he got on and shit, you know.
Yeah. Them motherfuckers don't do no shows in the town. They the type of motherfuckers we talking about. They get their money and they don't even fuck with the streets no more. So, you know what I'm saying? I guess niggas grow up, have certain shit. They got to do certain shit. But this underground shit, we going to keep on riding, though. You feel me?
Yeah, you know, it's all going to be the good guys and the bad guys. You hear me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The wars are fought over opinions. So, you know, like that, you know, I understand what y'all are saying, a lot of music ain't getting like what it is. But hey, when I was rapping shit, I didn't want to rap like Run DMC. You know what I'm saying? I said, fuck it. Nigga, let's do some triple six shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's a rock and roll sample and put it over a gangster bass line. And there you have
right.
Ancient Mutilations. You hear me?
Right.
I took the Art of Noah's Moments in Love and made Crucifix. You get what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, I don't want to
be looking
like
for your albums,
Dougie Fresh.
You're going to be bumping your shit, man.
That motherfucker. Ha. Huh.
I said, we're going to be bumping your shit, though, when you come out. When
yeah, that was something to bring a lot of stuff
here.
Out, man. Like I said, I'm on 14 years of paper. I feel great. I haven't even got a driving ticket yet. You're, I don't get
right,
nothing miles out of the way,
cool.
Man. I'm concentrating on this music, man. You know, what I know now, I should have been doing then. I was just a hothead. You're.
Right.
Well, it's good, man. It's good to see, you know what I'm saying, you're back not only with just the album, but you got a mixtape, a fucking documentary.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so it's good you're putting in this work, man.
Yeah, man, I will forever love music, and you know, I don't try to be like nobody else. I know you got to sell, so I do it because I, you know, even if there's a few people that get it, I still do it because I love to do music. When you tired of hearing about dope rap, and you tired of hearing about pimping, you know, just switch to me. You gonna laugh, you gonna trip, you know, all kind of shit. You get what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know. Basically, man, I'm living in it, so it's hard for me to write commercial and shit. With every day, somebody mean mug me, and I be down and want to get on the edge here. So, you know, it's hard for me to rap about paradise when I'm in Memphis, Tennessee here.
Right.
So, yeah. But I know, you know, like I said, you got good people, you got bad people, you got people got opinions and different tastes. So, hopefully, my fans are still around. You know, and I'm going to make sure everybody know it's out. I'm going to promote everything right this time. I'm going to get on the road. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I plan to come everywhere.
So,
you know, because, shit, I'm grown.
Yeah, you got fan bases all over the world, man.
Yeah.
You know?
I love my
Memphis.
Fans, too,
I mean,
man.
St. Louis, man.
You know, I
can
rap any kind of way.
Any,
I can rap here,
West
Coast. But my fans won't let me. So I was getting mad. I'm like, damn, I shouldn't do this triple six shit. I'm tired of doing this shit. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And people are like, man, you know, catch up with the new shit. But my fans come from there. You get what I'm talking about? So,
yeah.
You know, I can't leave them alone. So I'm forever fuck with my fans, man, give them what they want. Yeah.
Staying true to your fan base. That's many greats have done that. Ice-T. You know, the Ghetto Boys, they continue to give their fan base what they want, so that's a good thing.
Yeah,
you know?
See, you ride the middle, because, you know, when you're on top, you got to come down one day, you hear?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they ride 8-Ball, all the folks, Gigi Caden, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace of PMC, you know what I'm talking about? They ride in the middle. They fans up, they fans always do it. You get what I'm saying? You ride the middle, you're going to go far. So, you know.
We just had Lord Infamous on about a week and a half ago, and have you spoken? He said Crunchy was fine. We saw the video of Crunchy. Have you spoken with Crunchy?
Well, I sent word. You know, I haven't talked to Crunchy in a minute, but you know, I put it like this: I don't want to see nobody fucking with him. You get what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what's up with me? You know what I'm saying? You know I love him. You know I don't want nobody to fuck with him though, but I ain't got to talk to him to fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? As long as about them, you know what I'm saying, kill them and shit, you hear me?
Yeah, I feel you.
Like that, you know what I'm saying? See, I always been there for Crunchy, man. A lot of shit, Crunchy gonna stay getting into shit like that. Many times I come around the corner and have to call, I love him, man. It's like my family, you hear me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this Crunchy, Crunchy Black, you know what I'm saying? I love it, man, we ain't spoke, but hope he get well soon, man, and stop clicking on them folk down there in Vegas, man, you hear me?
Yeah. Well, hey, we're gonna get off into this next song real quick. You know, the other one you sent me. Why don't you tell him about it?
Bipolar. You know, I was diagnosed. Well, I was going to jail so much. I stayed in jail so much, and I guess by charge, they saw my charge. It was always like when folks fuck with me, that's when I get it, and they said I have a problem with calling the police. Then the police handled the business. And I've been dealing with the same judge since 96, and he told me go get evaluated.
Yeah.
But I went and got evaluated. I had smoked some weed and shit, so I'm tripping. Yeah. So while I'm bullshitting, they really got me going to see a goddamn therapists and psychiatrists and shit, you hear me?
Yeah.
So I was just playing and shit, though, but I fucked up. I shouldn't have smoked that damn kush. So now I'm taking Seroquels and shit. So I made the song Bipolar. And I made it, you know, something interesting. You know, I come in a day when you had skills, you know, had Slick Rick, Out Children's Story, Ghetto Boys, you know, with stories, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so I'm doing a song, you know, I don't want nobody just carrying themselves, you know, hurting their mind, you know, sit back and trip, laugh, enjoy this new shit, you know. Don't look at it trying to be like other folks trying to come up, because I'd have been there, done everything. You get what I'm saying? I'm just
right.
Doing what, you know, giving the music business, the industry, what's missing. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's
trying to be hard all the time. I ain't trying to be hard and shit like that. You're.
I told everybody before the show tonight that you sent me some heat, so we're going to play some more of it. This is Bipolar. And is this off the mixtape or is this off the album?
Yeah, it's going on the mixtape. I'm at it, and I'm going to get a screw version of it, too.
There we go. Yeah, it was Bipolar Koopsa. That's Very, very unique track.
It's very interesting.
I like the story, though. I like the story of how you were diagnosed off that kush.
Yeah.
So,
I was bullshit. I seen a dentist shit, man.
Hey, dude, I tripped on acid, and the nurse took this while I was in high school, and she took me down, and they were getting ready to call the ambulance, say I was having a heart attack. I was like, no, I'm fucking tripping. I ain't dying. Stupid-ass bitch, but it is what it is, man.
It's crazy.
But, hey, I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. I appreciate you. If cats want to get at you for features, where do they go, Coop?
Okay, you want to, guycoop2@yahoo.com. That's my email. Y'all send some shit to that motherfucker. I'm on Twitter, or hit you up, or Yahoo, all that kind of stuff, Facebook. You know how to get it, man. It ain't hard to find. You hear me? guycoop2@yahoo.com, man. Holla at me. You know what I'm saying? Twitter, Koopsanika36. It's my Twitter, Facebook, under the rap name. You hear me?
That's what's up, definitely. Definitely, man. And, is there any, I want to ask you before you go, too, is there any, like, features on the album we can look forward to? You do anything with Infamous, or?
I want to get that man on it, but I got a lot of projects. But it's interesting because, you know, I changed my style up anyway. I can get him on it, but I'm going to put Decepticons out. But him, Boo, and some more other people, bigger names, they're going to be on Aliens versus Humans. You know, I got Dr. Legend, that's my cuz, he real hard, he sound like 8-Ball. I got my Memphis Black, he on there. He good, he down in Florida right now. Let me see, I got Coop's the Neek on there. I got Adele, he doing the documentary. DJ Rob, Big Ryan, Hunt Creek, Nito, Beat with DJ Truman, DJ Boogaloo, DJ Troy Hit, JP on the motherfucker tracks. And this about it, man. And everybody mess with me, man, I fuck with y'all too, man. Don't give up on me, baby. You know, I still got the skills, you know what I'm saying? And if I have to be underrated, I have to be underrated, still doing my thing. Y'all take care of yourself, you know what I'm saying? Say what's up to some niggas gone about to be to those motherfuckers. Appreciate you, man, for having me on here. And everybody listening, man, keep fucking with this, man. This is good, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's what's up. Hey, thanks a lot, Coop.
Yeah, the next interview we do, I'm going to talk slow. All right.
There you go. Watch out for the fucking trains, too. All right, peace, brother.
Man, I got to wait for that motherfucker. I'm finna go kiss that motherfucker, talk to dude here.
Yeah, you should have took him out there and whooped his ass, man. Fuck him.
Yeah, that motherfucker goes too bad, though. Yeah, man, look,
bro.
Holler back at me, man. Appreciate everything. Yeah, Coop Stanika in this motherfucker.
Yeah, that was Coop, man. It was good to have him on the show. Dude's got 3 products coming out, so we look forward to that. You heard some of the music on here tonight. I want to play. I'm gonna get out right off into some music, man. This is we ain't played this song in a while. It's by the homie Wicked Vendetta. It's called Major Label Haters, man. I love this shit because it's going at these faggot ass A&Rs and these fuckboy labels that keep signing these, like we were talking, these skinny pants wearing, you know, tights, fucking bullshit, man. Fuck it, I don't even want to talk, I'm pissed. Let's play this song, fuck it.
It's your man Thursday House Shoes, Mr. Fucking House Shoes to you bitches. This is for all the motherfucking corporate CEOs, Fortune 500 ass motherfucking CEOs you never see that's making money off this hip hop shit. You know who the fuck you are, motherfuckers. So I offer you another nut martini with some period blood from your bitch. Fuck the major labels and the A&Rs. I'm independent, bitch, and I was born a star. Sure, who I am, do you know who you are? Motherfuckers should be locked behind bars, stealing every dime through industry history. Fuck your chance advancing, deal 360. What the business is missing is me. I'm independent, and that's the shit to me. The major label hater, that's who I be. Fuck you. MTV and BET. Them dirty dick suckers playing for the same team. Us and nuts to your sluts, cause you ain't pimpin' me. You won't get one cinema cream. I'm online and DVD, TV screens. Wanna use them C's and make us walk the line. I'm independent, and that's what I define, bitches.
Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck them in the ass, see you bitches later. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck y'all, we greater. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck them in the ass, see you bitches later. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck y'all, we greater.
Fuck Oprah and Cosby. Y'all eat shit cause y'all shit is sloppy. I'm like Rocky, you can't stop me. I'm too cocky, so how could it not be? I keep a 9-to-5 to legally survive. The fake Jews and broads are all lies. Rappers stand up, where the fuck is your pride? And the phone only rings cause you've yet to sign. Unknown today, but tomorrow you're hot. And by the end of the week, your whole career's forgot. They telling you you was gonna blow up the spot, but they forgot to tell you that you'd owe them a lot. See the advance you got. In the video shop, the magazines for teens, in the radio spots. Had you thinking that you would blow up for sure, but you gotta pay them for the promo tour.
Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck them in the ass, see you bitches later. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck y'all, we greater. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater.
Like the Kennedys, and when I'm done, you'll remember me. Hustle hard by any means. Hate the machine like my nigga Beans. Go against the giant, so defiant. Since the shorty, been self-reliant.
Harder working motherfuckers in the game, you can't find.
You getting scraped up to get your cake up, but it's too easy, y'all better wake up. Indy 500 in the fast lane. Y'all walking brother niggas run the board game. I burn your house, you try to burn me. That's why those deals don't concern me. Getting money on my journey. You can't judge me, no attorney.
Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck them in the ass, see you bitches later. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck y'all, we greater. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck them in the ass, see you bitches later. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck y'all, we greater.
Like I told you, motherfuckers. All the motherfuckers in the suites that don't touch the fucking streets, but using all these motherfucking artists to fucking eat, they pimping these motherfucking kids, man. And this shit is ridiculous. IMF is in the building. We don't have that shit over here. And you motherfucking rappers better smarten the fuck up too. Learn the business.
I'll give you a nut martini with your bitch's period blood. That's got to be some of the funniest shit I heard. Yeah, the interview with Coop, man, it was live. It was definitely, on point, man. He opened up about a lot of things, you know. But when he was saying some shit about being down with the Illuminati, I was like, man, dude, they're poisoning our fucking food. You know what I'm saying? They're putting that shit in our goddamn food, our kids' food. They're trying to kill us. I mean, point blank. And, you know, he made some valid points about, you know, what the fuck can we do? You know, the end is coming. Nothing we can do about it anyway. But, man, I'm like this. This is what I said. I did an interview with this cat Extract, LA Radio, last year. And I told him, man, this is... I know there's not much I can do, but when I'm falling off the cliff, you know what I'm saying, because all the sheep are going to fall off the cliff, I'm not going to be one of the ones walking off the cliff. I'm going to be pushed by 20 million other sheep. But when I fall off the cliff, I'm going to be throwing both my middle fingers up at you motherfuckers, because I'm going kicking and screaming. I'm not going silently. You know, I'm not going to just roll with the punches. I am going to go educate people. When I'm in the checkout line at Walmart and the broad asks me a stupid question, I'm going to give her an educated response. You know, like, why are you getting this cereal? Well, because it doesn't contain all the cancer-causing chemicals that you eat on a daily basis, you fucking bitch. But, fuck it. You know, some people do not want to listen. Some people do not want to hear what you have to say. But on some other shit, I want to talk about you spies in Facebook world, you fucking snitches. You keep looking at our shit, you're getting our ideas, You're going back to these fuckboys who say that they're stronger than hate. They say we preach hate because we don't go along with what they're doing, what other people are doing, because we don't like seeing a bunch of fairies and cocksuckers running around in tights with their fag holes open for these A&Rs and these CEOs. We're going to speak about that shit. We're going to educate people about what's going on inside the industry. We see it. It's there. They're flaunting it in front of our face. You go to World Star Hip Hop every day, you see another video of a new rapper coming out the closet. You know, you see the Game talking about, oh, yeah, I've worked with all kinds of gay rappers and Fat Joe. Oh, yeah, the hip hop's run by the gay mafia, blah, blah, blah. It's not that I hate gay people. I don't give a fuck. I was telling this to my brother Six earlier. I don't give a fuck what Bob and Bob do in Bob and Bob's house. But when Bob and Bob do it on the television set all over the media where my child sees it, then I got a fucking problem with it. You know, I don't mind you dykes, though. You know, as long as you're not Butch. I don't like you Butch Dykes. Butch Dykes, fuck that shit. I gotta bring Six out here, man. Six, what do you think about them? What do you think about them Butch Dykes, man? Them Butch Dykes are fucking nasty, ain't they?
Fucking, if you were Butch Dykes and you looked at it now, I think you'd fucking kill yourself. You useless. They gotta. If you lessen out with the Butch Dykes, why don't you just suck my dick instead of go suck another man's dick? If you're looking for a man anyway. But you don't want the dick, you want some hormone-enhanced fucking clit that's going to either suck on you, dumb, goofy bitch. I hate you bitches, and I hate you fucking dumb dykes, too. All you bitches ain't shit.
Yeah, bitches ain't shit, and most of these rap dudes are bitches. Let's talk about this MERS video, man. This is sick. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, the video is about him basically being he gets out of jail. And decides he wants to be a faggot, and he's holding some dude's hand in the video, but at the end of the video, MERS actually kisses. He puts his lips on another man's mouth, Baby and Wayne style.
What a fucking faggot. There are going to be some people on the list, oh, it's just a music video, right? No,
yeah.
Because that shit, when a motherfucker does that, they have that shit already in them. I figure this way, if there's a motherfucker on a movie, on a song, whatever, putting on a dress and acting like a bitch, that's all it is. Because you'll be guaranteed, and you ain't never going to see me in a goddamn dress, the president a fucking dress, acting like broad, trying to sound like broad. But these motherfuckers are doing it because they have that secret tendency behind them.
Yeah, they got the soft tendencies, man. Let's bring on Brother Justin. We have a round table in this bitch. Justin, what do you think about all these fag holes opening up around the universe, man? It's making me sick.
Yeah, man, you just had y'all, both of y'all just had me dying laughing, especially Six.
Yeah, he's
bitches. I already knew it.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah, it is. And then they think this shit is cool though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like you just said, Prince. I don't care what Bob and Bob do at their crib or whatever they do, but don't bring that shit around everybody who don't want to see that shit.
Right, and the kids are emulating the look, and they don't even know what the fuck they doing, man. I was at the door, man, working my niece's birthday club, going to the party, right? And when the kids just came out, you know, out to the front, and he was dressed like motherfucking Urkel. I'm talking little thick-ass glasses, but tight-ass pants, and like a Willie Waldo-ass sweater. And as he's talking on the phone, I'm talking my homeboy, Rob, hey, man, look at this motherfucker here. Back in my day, tell me you wouldn't get the fuck out and take all of the lunch money to the big girls and be riding and playing this shit. It's all
right.
Looking motherfucker. It's a fucking shame. How is sugar come full circle where being a bitch becomes popular now, man? That's just the oddest shit. And then I think Prez touched on his tool about the bitches being dykey. No, Prez, you're kind of wrong because you said only some, all females have that tendency. All females are lesbians because they always say, oh, you look pretty in that dress. You look sexy in that. Look at your hair. Nice little dude said to me, I'll slap the taste out of his mouth. That's how you know men are straight. But all women are like that. They're about 60-40. 60 straight, 40 dykish. Women can be defined in numbers very easily. 60-40.
Yeah, like I said before, I don't mind the good-looking dykes, you know what I mean? I just don't like those lumberjack bitches.
I do. I do because some of them fine-ass bitches don't want to give the pussy unless you fucking knock one of these bitches out and drag them in an alley or something and get done with their faces. What the fuck are you looking like there for, bitches? You don't want to take no motherfucking dick. I hate these assholes. Even these regular bitches are straight, but they tease you. Don't fucking tease me, knock you out and take what I want if you keep swatting that shit in my face.
I just want to say this. I just want to say this. Queen Laquitha has been in the rap game too goddamn long. There's been dykes and faggots in this rap game for fucking 30 years. They need to be kicked out.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? They need to be kicked out. And, because like I said, and like Justin just brought up, it's bringing a horrible fucking message to our youth that they don't need to. They don't need to see that shit in third grade. You got
they
these kids running around dressed up like Lil Wayne and shit. And they're
the Lil Wayne costume. You know that picture?
That's
that little kid with the Lil Wayne shit?
Yeah, that's fucking disgusting. Yo,
and
what
the
hell
thing
are they
about
doing?
Lil Wayne is he used to be, he claimed he a blood, and I don't know no bloods that dress and do shit like that.
Oh, nowadays they do shit. There's all kinds of them nowadays. You look at I saw a picture online. It wasn't just Bloods. It was some other gang or something. They were all dressed like fucking, you know, in tights and shit. They had red rags. And they were all in tights. It was like, what the fuck? Well, Lil Wayne went from the block is hot to the cock is hot, and that's disgusting. You know what I'm saying?
Lil Wayne, man, it's fucking awful because he just looks like a queer. You can't even say he's a blood. He looks more like a fucking a period or something, like a tampon that looks like a man. Leggings and then fur boots. Get the fuck out of here, you faggot.
Right, wearing fucking UGG boots and shit.
What's up with these dudes putting ice cream cones on their fucking faces and butterflies?
It's fucking stupid.
I'm gonna tell you what happened, and this is my theory. You can tell me what you think, but I think some years ago there was a secret meeting somewhere. I heard something about this where they said, hey, we're going to turn this game homosexual. And slowly but surely you started seeing little things like baby kissing Wayne, game showing up with a fucking butterfly on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's all coming together. Now it's like you got that faggot from Odd Future coming out the closet. You got Murs kissing a dude on a video. It's going to be the end thing, and it's going to be all over fucking MTV, BT, Nickelodeon, all that shit. It's going to consume our fucking youth, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, the impact is going to be bigger because hip-hop as a whole is mainstream as shit. Now, that's why the impact is so big. It's like a big blast radius. Everybody knows what it is. And when you keep enforcing these homosexual values and shit, it just gets soaked up like a piece of bread and milk.
Yeah,
it's going to be. Now you have these kids looking like, and you know, like you said, that little meeting, you know, all that shit was popping off. Notice how every new artist since then has kind of looked like a fucking faggot, act like a bitch in some sort of way. What happened to the new artists that ain't bitches? That's all I'm saying. It's like they won't let a regular ass dude hit the radio spot unless it's underground radio.
No. You look at X-Rated's album, Sacramentally Disturbed. That's a fucking classic. It didn't get no fucking attention. It didn't get nothing. You know what I'm saying? That thing should have sold 100,000 plus. It didn't get nothing. And then you got these fucks like Chief Keef. They'll drop a single and it'll get 20 million views. You know what I'm saying? Which he just got signed to Interscope for $2 million or some crazy shit like that.
Right. They're getting signed because of how many views they're getting on some bullshit ass songs, man.
Yeah.
You know? Like not even getting the work in, the blood, sweat, and tears, and shit. And you got cats out here really grinding and getting slept on because they don't want to change and be no fuck boy just to get on like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why we got to be
like
you
said,
we all come together and do it. We'll be straight, man.
Yeah.
More than just the views. I think they look at more than just views. When these motherfuckers sign artists, they look for these weak-minded bitches that they can mold their fucking image. They look for the dummies out there. They look like they ain't shit. So they pick them up. All right, you're going to start rapping this, this, and this. This is your new hook. Cut your hair like this. Put these tight-ass pants on and get a new thing. And these dudes are so glad to do it, they bend over and touch their fucking ankles.
They need to
fucking rename this fucking industry. Touch your ankles.
But y'all said this is a video with Murs kissing on the motherfucker?
Murs was kissing
the dude. Never run up across that motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, it's disgusting. Well, I'm gonna go into some old school shit. This is when rap was fucking rap. This is Jake the Flake featuring Shoestring Murder lyrics. This is exactly what the fuck is missing from the game right now.
Yeah, 2000, motherfucker, 2001. Take a listen to the new millennium. Shoestring Jay Flake, bitch. Jay Flake, flip back, ass with the nation. Original Chinatown. We don't play bitches. Fuck them down, fuck them down. We rock spot. Motherfucker, you be lying. Put you on a stretcher. When them thugs touch that ass, bitch, they couldn't catch ya. You was running for your life, pooping prime girdle. Even seen it on the news, you didn't miss a hurdle. You been scooped by the crowds, you got busted balls. And them nuts you used to have, now it's pussy walls. So say that killer shit you talking for the modest sake. Cause in my city, in your city, bitch, you know the break. So who the fuck you think you fooling? You's a small baller. Shoot string and Jay Flake, the fucking shot callers. Niggas dazing in this bitch like dope fiends. If you beefing, have some killers on your fucking team. Cause if you don't, motherfucker, then you ass out. You let them get you for your goods in your glass house. But you rap about you blasting niggas in their chest. And rapping niggas up like onions or Buddha sex. You be ballin' like a motherfucker, let you tell it. It's some pussy in this bitch and a nigga smell it. So when you see me, motherfucker, back against the wall, put this pistol in your mouth, bitch, crawl, bitch, crawl.
Cause we three the baddest motherfuckers that you ever heard of.
Get in the perimeter.
Lyrics that cause murder.
We get down to the bang bang.
Up and through the streets, shake a fella, shoot straight, flip flame.
Crack the concrete.
We three the baddest motherfuckers that you ever heard of.
Get in the perimeter.
Lyrics that cause murder.
We get down to the bang bang.
Up and through the streets, shake a fella, shoot straight, flip flame.
I'm coming up in this bitch, sagging like I'm banged out with the LB on my chain. Recognize, you know my name, motherfucker. It's Spit Flame. My brownies on for y'all niggas that want to do a little something. And the murder me not. Best up on my chest, bitch, and I'm dumping it. The Cali race, coast nigga. Bragging boast, nigga. Put the toes down to your homeboys with the heat the most, nigga. They give a fuck about your weak flow. Yeah, you broke, nigga. With the hook up with Jake, a fella. Down the smoke, nigga. With the smashing, harass niggas. Whooping your ass, nigga. They're coming in for the cash, nigga. Making them blast, nigga. The quietest cap, bound to ruin your rap type. Nigga. Now tell me, how much did your label pay for hype, nigga? Y'all motherfuckers is about real with a $30 bill. Trying to step up to the click, bitch, get your ass killed. Plus we separate the busters from homies by cocking a strap back. You phony like the rest of them cowards, claiming they know me, Spit Flame.
We're the baddest motherfuckers that you ever heard of.
Get in the perimeter.
Lyrics that cause murder.
When we get down to the bang bang.
Up and through the streets, shake a fella, shoot straight, Spit Flame.
Crack the concrete.
We three the baddest motherfuckers that you ever heard of.
Get in the perimeter.
Lyrics that cause murder.
When we get down to the bang bang.
Pumping through the streets, shake a fella, shoot straight, Spit Flame. Crack the concrete.
I don't know what that thug rap. He can't fold the hood niggas in hood rap. With the cut the eyeballs out my skull cap. Show you where my love at. Motherfuck that, I got no love. Black, you smoke crack, I show you where the drugs at. Look inside my backpack. If you look too close, you see my black Mac. The same gas that'll put you on your beers now. Tell me who you fucking with. You worse than them bitches that ain't sucking dick. Got my name all in your mouth. Player hating, talking shit. Take a bite to the bad guy. High off the chocolate tie. Whenever murder gone, Jake a fella got an alibi. Me and Shoestring, my nigga Mr. Spit Flame. Kicking up dust, ready to buck in this street game. Bitch, I thought I told you slanging bonus is my first cop. Pumping till they bleed, pumping this weed and I can't stop. Better keep a pistol or Mr. Baller high roller. I got some niggas on my team that'll kill for yo.
We three the baddest motherfuckers that you ever heard of.
Get in the perimeter.
Lyrics that cause murder.
When we get down to the bang bang.
Pumping through the streets, shake a fella, shoot straight, Spit Flame.
Crack the concrete.
We three the baddest motherfuckers that you ever heard of.
Get in the perimeter.
Lyrics that cause murder.
When we get down to the bang bang.
Pumping through the streets, shake a fella, shoot straight, Spit Flame.
Crack the concrete.
That's how the fuck it's going down, nigga. Mr. Monloe, a.k.a. Spit Flame. My homeboy, my comrade, my motherfucking affiliate, Shoestring and Jakefella. On all you bitch-ass niggas, y'all motherfuckers didn't want to ride. You got left behind, bitch. Swerve this motherfucker to the curb, nigga. I'm out.
Now that's fucking music right there, in my opinion at least. That's fucking rap music. That's not this this new hip-hop shit. Let's bring on a homie right now, man. This guy's had us on many times. This is my brother. This is the one and only, you know what I'm saying, Chill Man from First Fam Radio. What's up, my brother? How you doing, man? How's everything going over there in New Jersey?
Ah, man, I'm maintaining, man. Thanks for having me, man. What's up, world? I finally made it.
Man, it's overdue. We need you on this motherfucker, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I appreciate you having me again, man. You know what I mean? You've done a lot of things for me, man. The least I could do is, you know what I mean, come through and represent. What's the topic of discussion tonight?
Well, tonight, pretty much, we're talking, you know, we saw the MERS video. I don't know if you've seen it. We're you know, at the end of the video, he kissed a dude. You know, and Murs, you know, I reviewed one of his fucking albums like 12 years ago or some shit. It's like this came out of the blue. I mean, he never did this before. Do you think that right now it's the cool thing in the rap game to try to get these guys to do homosexual shit? How do you feel about that?
I actually, you know what? To actually be honest about it, man, I do think it's affecting the game, man, because I sat home the other day, like a couple of days ago, and I was watching 106 in Park, and Frank, they had a letter Frank Ocean wrote, I guess, to 106 in Park about a lover he met like 2 summers ago, and they just sprung it upon the audience, like, you know, we wish more people in the industry would come out the closet on being gay.
They're forcing upon them.
Yeah, they're forcing it. I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, the audience ain't come there to listen to that. You know what I mean? Even though they ain't, you know, say nothing, but, you know, they look puzzled. You know what I mean? And when you put that on public TV, man, and force it on somebody, I mean, yes, they got complete control over that industry.
to be
real about it, you know what I mean? I think
who
would have
saw it coming,
man.
Too? Who would have saw it coming?
I mean, no one seen it coming. I mean, they didn't even give him a chance to really like Frank Ocean. He only got one song with, Jay-Z and Kanye? But then what does that say about those guys in the association?
Oh, of course. It says studio time. Some funny things are going on during studio time.
Oh, yeah.
wouldn't want to be nowhere up in that fucking studio.
Now, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, man. They just released a song that was on Safe House soundtrack, No Church in the Wild. And this guy comes out the closet a few months after this movie and single was released. You know, wow.
They got the gay
Only
vote. They're running for office and they just got the gay vote. That's what it is. That's money. That's money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
But what's sad about it is, you know, like if you got young kids, let's say your kids are in the age range from kindergarten maybe to, let's say, fourth grade. They don't know what gay is. They don't know what dykes are. They don't know what fags are. They don't know none of that shit. And they see two dudes on TV kissing or two women on TV kissing or they're holding hands or whatever. And they come up to you and say, Daddy, why is Ken and Ken kissing or Barbie and Barbie kissing? Then you have to turn to them and you have to automatically come up with the response. So it puts a burden on the parents. You know?
Yeah, that's a big burden to put on the parents. I mean, because at the end of the day, you know what I mean, we the real heroes in our children's life. You know what I mean? If we can't answer that question, then, you know what I mean, we kind of lose our children to these ways, you know what I'm saying? To the television, to, you know what I mean, whatever's out there for us, you know what I mean? If we're not, you know what I'm saying? And that is just crazy because everywhere you look up, you see this. Like the fashion, I remember when hip-hop never had skulls, or they never had mohawks, or they never had these weird ass piercings and these tight ass pants. You know, now you know when you look at it, you're like, okay, then what are they trying to do? You know what I mean? are they rappers? Like, you know, it saddens me to see a rap artist or, you know, a recording artist in hip hop. You know, all right, they go from, all right, yeah, the baggy jeans and you know, the fitted hats to the snapbacks to the tight-ass skinny jeans that you can't even pull up. Like, they even cutting the skinny jeans so low now to where you can't pull them up.
Like that video. Did you see that video where that guy took a video of his son? And he was like, man, I know your nuts hurt. I know your nuts hurt. But you that, know you what?
Yeah,
crazy.
I would have did the same thing with my son.
Definitely.
You know,
definitely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what are we supposed to do? You know,
You know what's crazy is that this has happened before. It happened in the 70s with rock and roll. If you look at the old, like, Rush records and different, you know, AC/DC records, they had the pentagrams in the back. They had the dudes in the tights, the long hair. And now that same thing, they had all the symbolism back then, but in rock. And the same thing is happening in rap. You had Mick Jagger, David Bowie going at it like a bunch of faggots that they are. Now you got, you know, Odd Future and Jay-Z, whoever the fuck else, you know, doing their thing.
You know, it's like they took the rock blueprint and put it in the rap in order to, you know, brainwash the youth even further, you know, and make them and
money. And it's no difference. I mean, like, if, when you look, like me looking at hip-hop now, I look at it no different from heavy metal, no different from rock, you know what I mean? Because all the elements that like you just stated, is definitely present in the hip-hop community these days.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, from the hand symbols, you know, signals, and, you know, the secret little parties and initiations, I mean, it's all there, you know what I mean? A lot of people that's ignorant to the fact, they won't see it because they're steady, you know what I mean, trying to be like their favorite stars or, you know, following the faggoty trend that's out, you know what I mean? And to where, you know, your mind is controlled by the industry, you know what I mean, at the end of the day. If you do everything you see your favorite rapper do on TV, or you want to go buy the same little pair of sneakers or jeans he buys, you know, that's what you're going to pretty much be doing out here, being a follower and trying to make it happen, man.
Well, that's like...
I really don't know what to say about the industry, man, because, you know, all my life I was trying to get in it, and when I finally got in, I was like, why the fuck was I in a rush to get in this bullshit?
Yeah, well, and like with me, I've been in it half my life to see it turn to this bullshit. And it's just disgusting, man. It's like, what the fuck did I... It's like I wasted 15-some-odd years of my life for this? Nah, that ain't going to happen. So what we need is an outlet for the underground, and we need places where shit can be heard, man, and you definitely provide one of those outlets. Why don't you tell everybody about your radio show?
I'm the host and program coordinator of First Fan Radio. We normally on, you know, 5 days a week, man, sometime on a weekend. We've been successful in what we were trying to do in, you know, bridging the gap between unsigned artists not having an outlet to release their music to. So what we did was we turned to a medium where you can release your music to us onto our airways with no cost. There's no fees. There's no... It's none of the politics of Clear Channel, any of that stuff. You know what I mean? It's pretty much, I work with other internet radio stations such as the one we're on tonight, the Murder Master Mix Show. And what we do is we just pass on music, man. We just pass music on to other internet radio stations that's promoting artists and putting out these mixtapes and putting out these albums so we can have an outlet like this. And I think this is one of the biggest things these days is internet radio, because if you look at regular radio, we reach about the same amount of people as a regular radio station could reach.
Yeah.
Through the internet.
It's limitless.
Yeah, it's limitless. It's really no, like, they gave you an arena to compete in. So, I mean, if you're not utilizing the internet right now and you're an artist, you really, you know what I mean, need to catch up, because you're touching more ground than you would on foot. And a little about my radio show, man. We pretty much interview everything on down from celebrities to unsigned artists. More so unsigned artists over the celebrities, because, you know, we are the industry before the industry decide they want to stamp it and title it. You know what I mean? We stamp bomb all the music before it even gets to the industry. That's the way we feel. That's the way we work. And we keep it real, man. Normally, if I do an interview with a celebrity or a well-known artist, I come straight for their jugular, man. I'm asking them about the Illuminati. I'm asking them about, you know, the gay hip-hop trends, everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
do over here, man. We pretty much in the same fight, man. And,
I love First Fam Radio, man. My brother Six been on there. Matter of fact, let's have a fucking reunion, man. Come on in, Six.
Six,
there, brother?
What's it doing, y'all? What's happening?
Man, I'm maintaining out here, man. I ain't got none of that smelly stuff you got, but, you know.
What's up with y'all?
Ain't got no skunk over here, but you now.
Last time we were on First Fam Radio, you had a weed guy on there. What was his name?
We had the NJ Weed Man.
Yeah.
Mr. Edward Forsyth.
That was a live show.
I don't know if he's locked up right now or if he made it back to California, man. But
man, I'd like to hear Duke's take now because man, it's starting to crack down on the weed back in Cali.
He actually left there for that. He had a dispensary out there, and he said he was operating for 2 years, and then one day they looked him up and did a background check and found out he had all this shit in Jersey, and he shut him down.
Damn.
And now they're crazy.
Hey, wherever you at, man, what's up, brother? More power to you.
Yeah. Shout out to Wicked Vendetta. You know what I'm saying? Definitely had him on. Shout out, your neck of the woods, man. We just had DJ Ready Red on a couple weeks ago, too.
Oh,
you know,
man, I can't believe I missed that show, man. DJ Ready Red, shout out to Ready Red, man.
Yeah. That
brother, man.
Yeah, I'll send you a link to that one. That was live, man. Definitely live. But I'm gonna get off into some more music. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank you for coming on the show. You're welcome here anytime, brother. Anytime, call in, feel free. And let's keep swapping this music, you know what I'm saying, and building this network and doing what we got to do for these underground guys because no one else is doing
shit
for
them. I appreciate that, man.
Hey, man, it's all good. You take care of yourself, brother.
You know that. Peace, brother.
That's what's up, man. That's only Chill Jizzy right there. You know what I'm saying? Been on his show, First Fam Radio, you know what I'm saying, many times, man. You know, he had to come through. Definitely had to come through and say what up. So we're going to get off into I'm feeling that old school shit, man. I'm going to play some more old school shit. This is Mass 187, you know what I'm saying, Kansas City. G shit right here. Check this shit out. We'll be back in a few.
Motherfucking gangster shit.
It's that G shit, that street shit that's making niggas sick.
How does it feel to see a G from your clip?
It's that G shit, that street shit that's making niggas sick.
We coming with that motherfucking gangster shit.
It's that gangster shit that keeps me up all night. Strength being throw that microphone, money and dice. Some old slack ass niggas say that G shit's out, but it's just kicking in and it'll never play out. On the guts where I say white rocks in hand, I got floors and dreams until I touch. On the beaches where I wanna be, with jeans in my pockets knotted up. Believe it's me, the Rory in the driveway in front of my house. Give props to the streets that increase the amount. Rolling hundreds straight out, throw straight through some. These few streets I name is where the real G's go. Blowing hell, I smell that icky dicky green. A fifth of his cellar, that bitch so mean. Mean throw the taste of shit whenever I ride. This gleam in my eye, mean G until I die. Nigga, one, two, three.
So peep how a 187 gangsta flow. It's still no love for hoes, no love for tricks, but right. I got love for this motherfucking gangsta shit. Packing fully automatic clips, and yeah, we down to use them on a set trip. And if you think it's bullshit, come on and run on up, and you gon' catch 16 rounds of some hot ones. Cause I was brought in this game based on that gangsta shit, and this G shit I spit is real through the life experiences. I'm playing for G, straight playing for keeps, man. Cause I done came a long way. In the straight lane is the only way to go. So I've been living like a hustler since 84. Stacking G's by any means necessary. So best believe that the style we bring is legendary.
It's that G shit that's making numbers sick.
flow. I want a meal to kill, and then I slow my roll. But until then, nigga, I'm a G. See shit clearly before you come mob with me. Cause ain't no telling what you're getting into. No, it ain't no telling the evil this man do.
Cause
nigga,
you can find yourself filled up to the brim with some shells from a 9MM. It's like
1, 2, 3, get you see, I'm a G.
So blame it on the hog and me. A certified OG, what they call me. Nothing but the G's in this motherfucker. This is a shout out to all them G's worldwide. It's the gangster thing right here, baby. Nothing but that gangster shit. Let your dickies hang. Let your flags fly. Do or die.
Bury You Alive. That's the best way to end this show. UGS for life. Demolition or nothing. Fuck anybody that got a problem with it. It's war on all you bitches. Fuck the gutter. Fuck DMB. Fuck Burger Records. Fuck B-Dub. All y'all can suck a fucking dick and die.
They woke him up, tied his arms and legs with tape, forced a rag into his throat, caused his lungs to begin bleeding. He drowned in his own blood.
Yo, what's up now, partner?
That's what we meant, that when the line goes quick, your ass went shit.
Automatic,
snake out, you left dead, nigga, with your brains out. Go back to the boom, some sort, to watch the step out.
Bury you alive, cement.
That's what we meant, that when the line goes quick, your ass went shit.
Automatic,
snake out, you left dead, nigga, with your brains out. Go back to the boom, some sort, to watch the step out.
I will come and fix you dead cause you are done. I begun to start this terror. On my list there is no error. Fuck the drama with this bullshit. I will split your fucking wig. I can tell that you are fake. In my eyes a fucking snake. Give or take cause I will break straight to your heart a fucking snake. Don't mistake me with the limit. I will end you in a minute. I'm explicit to the fact that your skull I'm gonna crack. Start a riot in this bitch. And with my gun you're off the map. So track one as I have one. When you see me you'll be stunned. Running high from the nightmare, keep your bitches all aware. So beware of all this evil. It's too lethal to retrieve a lost soul who will grieve, grieve. I received the final judgment and rejected all respect. I injected this infection, disconnected, got connection. Got this demon to a hold, but got your mind in full control. So behold the final chapter. It's a factor for this rapture.
Bury you alive and cement. That's what we meant. That when the line goes quick, your past went shit.
Automatic,
snake out. You left dead, nigga, with your brains out. Go back to the boom, with some sword, to watch the step out.
Bury you alive and cement.
That's what we meant. That when the line goes quick, your past went shit.
Automatic,
snake out. You left dead, nigga, with your brains out. Go back to the boom, with some sword, to watch the step out.
Six. Hey, before we get out of this motherfucker, I ain't done yet. Nightmare, I got you on the next show, man. We're going to play a shit top of the next show. Six, you got anything you want to say to these faggots before we get out of here, man? You there, brother? No, I guess Six is gone. Well, anyway, I'm going to talk a little more shit. What we're trying to do over here at UGS is something that I don't see a lot of in the game. I don't see a lot of people coming together. I don't see a lot of people trying to make positive things happen.
Now, people look at us and say, again, like I said, they're going to say, you guys are a hate group, blah, 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 blah. Nah, that's not what it's about. There's no fucking hate with UGS. But the ones that hate us, they're going to get it tenfold. You know what I'm saying? The ones that get in the way of us doing what we have to do are going to get it tenfold. That's all I got to say. And you motherfuckers stealing our ideas? Man, that shit's got to stop. That shit's got to stop. But again, Nightmare, I got you on the next show, man, definitely. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in tonight. This is episode 20. You know what I'm saying? Chill Jizzy out of New Jersey, man. We really appreciate you coming on the show and appreciate you having us on your show all the time. First Fam Radio, check that out 5 days a week. Man, we're out this motherfucker. Murder Master Music Show, episode 20. Peace.